You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to the Cards Cast, the weekly podcast from Cardinal Authority. I am senior writer Michael McCammon, joined by publisher Jody Demling. Later on in this show, we've got a special guest for you. University of Louisville recruiting coordinator Pete Nocta is going to bring us up to speed. As you know, if you've been logged on to Cardinal Authority, you'd have to be on vacation in some far off land not to know that June is obviously a huge recruiting month now that the mandatory dead period has ended. So as director, as a recruiting coordinator for University of Louisville football, Pete Nocta is an extremely busy person. So it's great to touch base with him, kind of get his thoughts on how the official visits are going. They've got camps going on. So we'll go through the whole thing, including, as you know, they've got a job opening as well. So we'll pick his brain on what they're going to do with that spot as well. But Jody, it doesn't slow down. It's, here it is, June 16th. We're halfway through the month, basically, And it's been a busy first half, and it's going to be equally, if not busier, second half.
What dead period? Yeah, the dead period's long and is long gone. But we had a busy weekend last weekend. Well, there was the first on as far as official visits. Max Cabana on June 6th was the first one.
Yep.
And then last weekend there were 11. You can go back, and if you want to look, if you want to catch up, go to the official visits page there at the top of the Cardinal Authority. Click down, and you click on each of their profile. You can see the recap of what they did. We have yet to settle down, and I think both of us have different crystal balls we have in our mind, and I'm not sure we'll do the same crystal ball because there's a couple of guys that last weekend that. That we could, but it was a busy weekend. We've got all the recaps there on the website. And when you look at, the way that the staff did this, last weekend was a huge weekend. They brought Popeye and Caleb Jones, Johnson, the two recruit, the two commits already in with that big group. And this weekend, while it's still kind of in flux on, I've heard a couple of names that could be added to the official visitor list. Obviously there's Christian Miller who could possibly not visit. Dylan Sampson was supposed to visit and is committed to Tennessee. So this week's still kind of in flux a little bit at this moment, and then I think we'll get seven or eight. We have five on the board for June 25th, seven or eight. The staff likes to take these guys to Churchill Downs, downs after dark. That's the 11th and the 25th, the weekends of that. So they're going to center those two around, they're going to center some of the main guys around those two weekends, not just because of that, but because of who also they're bringing in. This weekend, it wouldn't shock me if they end up with a smaller group because Justin Williams now turns into the number one, basically the number one recruit on the board for them, I think, at running back and perhaps overall. And so you get a smaller group and you get to love him up a little bit more than what you would on a normal weekend when there's 11. So, yeah, it's been fun. It's been exciting. And Michael, it's only going to get better. I mean, it's only going to get busier and we're going to have some commitments. Just remember, there's not a lot of spots. So you can't get a big run of commitments like they did last year. In late June and early July, because when they do that, it's going to fill up fast.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I mean, as busy and as hectic as it seems like it's been, and it's been a fun hectic. But imagine what it would be if they had 25 spots. It's kind of a nice way to ease out of that really long recruiting slumber that we've all been in. But certainly I do like the direction that things are going. Like you said, there's going to be some crystal balls popping in. So keep an eye out for that. And then I do expect, like you, I think the 25th will be, the bigger of the official visit collection of players coming in. And the gathering at Scott Satterfield's house, it sounded like that was a big hit as well. As I've been told by a number of the guys that I chatted with, they were on visits. They really liked the competition that was going on over there. They had cornhole. They were playing basketball and some other things where, the competition kind of got heated, and that's, that's kind of what you want when you've got some, you know, athletes coming in. And, you know, apparently they had some food trucks out there, which, you know, maybe we need to work our way over there if you're hungry and hang out at Scott Satterfield's house. But really like what, you know, Carolyn McMurphy and Pete Nocta and all that group are doing to make this really a memorable event. It's not just come on campus, here's our facilities, let's sit down and the coaches are going to tell you what we think of you. Yes, they do all that, but they're really throwing on some things, especially when you look at Churchill Downs. I mean, that's an experience you clearly cannot get anywhere else. And that's, you know, we talked about it on a prior podcast. I think you brought up a great point. Yes, it's entertaining the guys, but it's also entertaining the parents, and it's creating a unique memory for the parents as well. And that's something that's hard to beat. It's not going to obviously, you know, secure you a commitment, but it can certainly help out. And we've seen, you know, whether it's Squirrel or whoever the case may be, their visits on campus has boosted, you know, their thought about the chances of Louisville eventually getting a commitment. So these, you know, what they've done, I think, is very impressive.
I'm intrigued more than anything. Look, I think here's a couple things to talk about before we get to Pete. I'm intrigued by the running back situation because they've got to have a really good one. Justin Williams, in my opinion, would be that really good one. You throw Travion Cooley in this year's class with Justin Williams next year in next year's class, and I think you've got I think you're set at running back, and I think you're really doing well there. Now, with that said, the most intriguing spot to me right now for this staff and to fill this class is on the offensive line. They basically, as I've said before, have to go 2 for 8. I think I said 7, but I keep forgetting that Patrick Kudus and Leighton Jones or Leighton Nelson are coming in next week on the visit list on the 25th. So there's 8 guys. I think they brought, let's see, they had Max Cabana in on June 6th. They had Carter Edwards. They had David Siegel. They had Brian Parker. And they had Isaiah Reed in last weekend. They had Mo Clipper in this weekend. And then they've got Nelson and Kudus. So they've got some guys. They have to go 2 for 8, Michael. And I don't know, you know, I think they're in really good with Brian Parker, the kid from Cincinnati St. X. And I do think that they would definitely, when he makes a decision coming up here after he visits Cincinnati this weekend and then makes a decision, you know, towards the end probably of next week or the end of this month, I do think they would take him because he's so versatile. He plays center at St. X. He can play all the positions on the line. David Siegel was the one visitor that I understand was the legit size that, you know, a lot of guys have shrunk in June. Let's just say that. a lot of guys all over the country have shrunk in June.
Yeah.
He's a legit 6'6", though. I think they were happy with all the guys that they had in. I still think Carter Edwards probably in the end, while he says Louisville is kind of the tops now after the visit, I think he ends up going to Ole Miss. But I could see where they could end up with Brian Parker and Max Cabana in this class. But I could also see where Mo Clipper comes in this weekend and is really legit 6'4", 290, or maybe even taller than 6'4", and 290, and he kind of wows them a little bit, and they try to get after him. Leighton Nelson is the one that next weekend is more intriguing to me than anything, just because of the offers. I mean, his 3 visits are Louisville, Miami, and Pittsburgh, and he's got, you know, an Auburn offer. So this is a kid who while he's 5'40 in the composite overall, I think, or 5'50. He's a kid that's really got some good looking schools after him. So to me, the offensive line spot is the one that is the most intriguing spot in this class. I think it will be filled by mid-July or the end of July. And again, they got to go 2 for 8. I went 2 for 8 off Paul Byrd when I was little, you know, and Paul Byrd ended up in the major leagues. So actually, I was probably 2 for 10, but 2 for 8's not a tough thing to do when you have all these visits. So hopefully, they can get that pulled off.
Yeah, and that's a great point about the offensive line. Excuse me. certainly a key. Well, they're all key areas. An area that really intrigues me, and I'll do this real quick because we got Pete coming up, is the wide receiver. Obviously, you look at the depth chart, you know they need to add some people. Clearly, because of what Tutu Atwell was able to do the last couple of years, having a similar type of wide receiver in this class is something that they're really pushing for. I mean, you could see it. And they had two in this last weekend, and KD Hutchinson and Makarius White, let's just call him Squirrel. And Louisville right now, I think, is sitting in great position for both of those. Not sure they would take two Atwell types. And then they also, for the in the final weekend, they've got Wesley Grimes, a kid out of Millbrook, Raleigh, North Carolina, familiar high school if you follow basketball recruiting for the Cardinals. So I'm curious to see. I think they'll end up taking at least two wide receivers. Again, I don't think they'll take two twos, to get too many twos in there. But I'm curious to see how that does develop over the coming weeks because it's, like you said, I mean, those are spots that can fill pretty quickly.
I don't think they take three wide receivers.
No, I think it's two, but I don't.
I know we've heard that from some recruits that they might take. But I don't think in the end they do take two. I think in the end he's going to have to make a really tough decision. Scott Satterfield is.
Yeah.
And I think you have to take if Nate Kariski, the tight end, says I want to come. I think you have to take him. They don't have a spot for a tight end right now, but I think in the end, when that kid says, I want to come to Louisville, you do have to take him. And I think that will take one away from the wide receiver. And then potentially defensively, it's just kind of a mess on the numbers.
Yeah. So when it comes to receiver, I think they'll take one guy. They think they're eyeing a couple of really good ones, as I just mentioned. I think they'll take one of those guys that kind of can fill that 2-2 role. And then I think they'll take somebody that's a little bit bigger, like a Wesley Grimes or something like that, if they can get them, another receiver that's got a little bit more bulk to them as well. And then you throw in a tight end as well, and that's got you set on the offense.
And if they take Xavier Townsend, who visited last weekend, we're going to list him. What is he listed as? He's listed as a running back. Is that right?
Yeah.
We will keep him listed. We will keep him listed as a running back. He will come to Louisville. If they take him, he will come to Louisville as a running back. And then that's where the numbers kind of get crazy because he will be counted towards the running back room when he's more of that Swiss Army knife. Unlike KD Hutchinson, if he will be moved, probably I will try to get him moved to a wide receiver from an athlete if he does commit. And he would come in under the wide if that makes sense. So that's just kind of the numbers behind the scenes kind of thing. And when you only have a handful of scholarships, that's what makes it really tough.
Well, good. And as we mentioned, they got a lot of guys coming in. So let's, I'm excited to bring in Pete Nocta, get his kind of take on, obviously he's got to keep it vague. Can't get into the particular names because of NCAA rules, but just kind of get a feel for the vibe, how their visits have been going, how camps have been going and stuff like that. But of course, as I always do, want to plug real quick, make sure you sign up for the Cardinal Authority newsletter, sign up for the text alerts. And the Facebook page is extremely popular, and it's a great place to get your news content. It's another way of not missing anything. Just go to Facebook and give Cardinal Authority a search. You'll easily find us. Give us a like and a follow.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Excited to bring in our next guest here on the CardsCast. As always, bringing you some fantastic guests on the CardsCast. Pete Nocta, University of Louisville recruiting coordinator, joining us here. Pete, I know you're extremely busy, especially right now. I mean, it's a new June. It feels, you know, normal is kind of returning. You guys have kids coming on campus. You got camps going on. So what's life like right now for a recruiting coordinator with in-person recruiting returning?
Oh, yeah, it's June. It's kind of June on steroids, to be honest. I mean, you got a year and a half of no visitors, and now you get to June, and it's just everything coming at you in one big tidal wave. You've got unofficial visits, you've got official visits, you've got football camps. So it's a lot, and usually you got all spring to space out the visits and the chaos, and it's just crazy because you've got 1 month, and then when July comes around, it's a dead period again for most of July. So Everybody's got the need for fitting everything in June. And then, you know, even July, there's 1 week at the end of July where it's a recruiting period, but then it goes back dead for August, and then they're at school. So it's definitely one of those things where families feel like they got to go see everything all in this month, and then that will kind of help them make their decisions. But it's definitely been a lot. It keeps you busy. You don't have time to rest or catch a break. You got to just keep going. And you know, it's been fun though. We've got a lot of good people, a lot of good families, so it makes it a lot easier when you like the people that you're showing around, which is good because those are the kind of guys we're trying to bring in. And those are the type of families that we want, because generally speaking, when you have good people and they raise good kids, it makes out for a good player.
Awesome. Now, you know, obviously you can't talk in particulars regarding certain recruits, and I'm not going to bring any up, but in my communicating and interviewing these kids after they come on their visits or participating in camps, that's kind of one of the things that they bring up instantly is kind of the family atmosphere there, how they feel like, you know, at some schools they might go to and you kind of meet the coaches or the head coach or some of the players, and while they talk to you, you still feel like you're arm's length with them. But they say at Louisville, you guys are able to click with the kids real quick. You relate to them, and they really enjoy spending time with you guys.
Oh, yeah. And it starts at the top. You know, Coach Satterfield, he's one of the best people that you could possibly want to work for. I feel like, and I tell this to a lot of people, I feel like when it comes to college football, in my work environment, I feel like I'm in the top 1 percentile or 99 percentile. I don't even know the right way to spin it, but it's one of those things where I know, just because you talk to coaches, you talk to people out there who are at different schools, and obviously you've had your different experiences in the past, and you know the reality, and just working for Coach Satterfield is one of the best experiences I've ever had. And so the environment that he creates, the work atmosphere that he creates, allows you to show up and do your job. And the other thing I'll say is Coach Satterfield's only going to hire good people. Who are gonna one, align with his core values, but two, they're gonna work hard, and so he kind of gives us the free rein to do our job the best way that we know how, and he'll give us guidance, and we'll stick to what are the core things that we're wanting to present as a staff. But at the end of the day, that's inherent in everybody, and so you know, we got a good mix of younger coaches, we got a good mix of older coaches like, you know, Coach Brewer, he's probably been doing this a long time, a lot longer than you could probably combine a bunch of our staff's years of coaching, and it still falls short of Coach Brewer's experience. So he's got a lot of gray hair for it, but you've got a good mix. Obviously guys like that have a lot of knowledge that they bring to the table, and then you got a bunch of young guys that have good energy, that are hungry, that do a good job of relating with the kids. And so it's just a good nucleus. And then, you know, there's certain things you just can't pick up on a Zoom call. And that particular being the fact that the feeling of family. And so that's why you hear so many kids come in and see that. Because when you go visit other places, I can tell you, when the head coach walks in the room, a lot of times you see people's body language change up and they get a little bit more tense and it's not quite as relaxed and you're not quite yourself. So it's good when Coach Sat walks in the room, you know, people don't change how they are. They are who they are, and people get a sense of that, especially when you're here in person.
And kind of on that note, obviously you're doing something on the visits in addition to meeting with Coach Satterfield and other guys on the staff to kind of get that family atmosphere, you know, across, that they really feel it. What are some of the things that you guys do on official visits in talking to some of the kids? You know, obviously you guys recently went to Churchill Downs, but there's other things that you guys are obviously doing that makes you able to connect so quickly.
Yeah, and most of it is just intentional personal time. It's not just one coach being around. It's everybody, and all the families get the same love. All the players get the same love. And you may not just be talking to the guy that's recruiting you. You'll be talking to everybody. And so it's just one of those things where people feel comfortable. We went to Coach Satterfield's house on Friday night. And so obviously he's welcomed them into their home, into his home, him and his best home. And, you know, it's fun. You know, you're just there hanging out, playing games. We like to compete. Coach Sat's big on competition. So, we're playing cornhole. We're playing pig, not horse, but we're shooting hoops. And it's like we had a crowd around, everybody just watching, and there's pressure. And if you're throwing up bricks, you're getting booed. It's pretty fun. And it's just one of those things where you can't fake it. And people get a good sense of it. Obviously meals, anytime you break bread is a good time to get to know somebody. In Churchill Downs, you know, we went to Churchill Downs Saturday night, which for most people, that's a bucket list item. Kentucky Derby, and when you get to go and see something this grand, a statue with Downs After Dark, I mean, amazing crowd, you've got music, you've got a lot of people, and then you go and you walk around like the paddock or even the grandstands, and you get to see how many people are there and how many people support our players, our staff. It's kind of an overwhelming feeling, but it just demonstrates what UofL is all about and what this community is all about.
Again, we're joined by Pete Knock, University of Louisville recruiting coordinator here on the Cards Cast. Not only are you a recruiting coordinator, you're also a former Cardinal as well, played tight end for Louisville from 2006 to 2010. So you've been around, you know, the program probably longer than anybody. What's it mean to you to not only play there, but now to be, you know, working for a program where you did play and continue to put, you know, your blood, sweat, and everything else into the program?
Yeah, I mean, it's very flattering. A lot of people may not know this, but my father, he was a head football coach at Bryan Station High School for a long time, and he had a lot of his players that came and played here, guys like Eric Shelton.
Yeah.
JT Haskins, Robert Haskins, and he was very close friends with Coach Nord and Coach Summers, who coached here and were some of my coaches as well. But, as a kid, you grow up looking up to those guys that are on your dad's team, and all of a sudden here they are wearing Cardinal red. And so even though I grew up in Lexington, I'm growing up a Louisville fan because those are my brothers. Those are the guys that I want to grow up and be like. And then, when the time came and I got Coach Petrino offered me a scholarship, I didn't wait maybe 2 seconds until he got the words out of his mouth to commit and say, this is where I want to be. So it was a very enjoyable experience. I love this city. I met my wife, Alyssa, here in college. And so we just have a lot of fond memories here. And it's home for me. You know, if anybody asks me my home, this is definitely my home. And so it's obviously a great opportunity to be coaching here now. And, you know, I take a lot of pride in that. I take a lot of pride in, you know, I put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. And I wasn't the best football player, but I was going to make sure I knew what to do, and I tried hard. And it's kind of the same as a coach. I'm going to make sure I do my best. I'm going to try as hard as I can to make sure that we can get guys in here that fit what we need, and just make sure that we're doing things to get this direction or this program in the right direction. And it takes a lot of sacrifice, but it's something that it's very easy to sacrifice for, because I feel so passionate about this university and this community and this football program.
As you said, you're one of those, you know, local in-state type talents that's done well. You know, there's been many that have come through the Louisville program. Again, don't want to get into any names, obviously, but do you sense, you know, from a recruiting standpoint, locally, in-state, that there seems to be kind of a nice bump happening right now as far as, you know, the talent level and maybe quality and quantity?
Yeah, and just like anything, it, you know, talent kind of comes in ebbs and flows. You know, there's a lot of great players out there, and for us as a staff, we just want to make sure we're getting the right guys that are high character, guys that are intelligent, guys that love the game, guys that are going to be willing to come in and put the extra work, guys that want to compete, that want to scratch and claw for everything. And Vince, he even says it all the time, and I remember him saying this from day one when he was hiring Coach Satterfield. But he believes in he doesn't believe in entitlement. He wants people here that are hungry and grateful for their opportunities. And so in order to do that, you can't just say it and not implement it into everything that you're doing. So we try to track those guys, and we try to pursue those guys. And you know, obviously, like you said, we can't mention names, but there's a lot of young guys that fit that profile in this state and obviously in this city. And and I feel like we do a good job of targeting those guys. And we have a lot of local talent. When you start to look at the roster, there's a lot of guys from the state of Kentucky. Yeah. Some of them are walk-ons, but at the end of the day, those guys are busting their butt, and they end up being pretty successful. You know, you look at guys like Marshawn Ford, you look at guys like Isaac Martin, you know, you, the list goes on, Jack Fagot. So I mean, there's a lot of guys that are producing, but not only are they making plays on the field, they set the tone in the building, because you got a lot of outsiders coming in as well, and they see what it's like to be a Louisville guy, and they see what it's like to embrace this city and the culture just by observing those dudes and see how much it means to them as well.
Awesome. You know, and obviously it's great when you know, using yourself as an example, when you can kind of build home and grow out. One of the things that Coach Satterfield did was recently he expanded, I guess, the recruiting room staff, you know, brought in multiple people to, you know, help lighten the load, really take a lot of things off of your shoulders, really. One of those guys, you know, David Cooper came in, I guess, was here for a few months, kind of, you know, was helping getting things really rolling. And recently, as we all know now, recently decided to head back close to home and took a similar role with the University of Georgia. How's that impacting what you're doing, and what are you guys doing to try to fill that role now?
Yeah, in Coop, he did a great job while he was here. You know, it's hard to fault him. I mean, he went back, you know, he's going to a good program. He's, you know, 20 minutes from his family. You know, he's got a good job there. And so I wish him nothing but the best of luck, and he's a great guy. You know, we kind of spent this last couple months, we did a lot of training. You know, obviously it was a dead period still, so I was able to kind of unload a lot of my knowledge of this city, of this program, of this university, off on him and on Caroline. So we did a lot of just prep work and practice runs and just trying to make sure everybody was on the same page. So we were all speaking the same language when it came to a recruiting standpoint and to make sure that they were getting the right information to properly sell this university, because it is a great spot. And so it's important to know all the key things that go with a place like this. And so, you know, now, I mean, we got an open position, it's posted. So we're looking to hire it out. And there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of good candidates that we interviewed along the way at the last time we did it. So, you know, we've already been in communication with a couple people that we feel would be good candidates. And, you know, it still goes back to the fact that Coach Satterfield is going to put a premium on hiring good people, quality people. And we can teach them. If you have that in you, we can teach you how to do the rest. And obviously it comes in handy when you have connections, especially in the recruiting world, you know, to have relationships already established, to know how everything works. You know, it just helps to have that in place already. But at the end of the day, you know, we're going to be fine. We're going to be in a good spot. We're going to keep turning up the heat on our recruiting department and keep developing it, keep pushing it. And I feel confident about the direction that we're going. And I think a lot of it will be on display this fall when you see, all right, now you've had 2 or 3 years of just bringing in our guys. You know, I feel confident in saying that you're going to see a defense that's going to go out there and play as hard as you've seen in a long time. And then you're going to see an offense that's going to go execute at a high level. And even though, you know, you lose guys that had a lot of production, well, before they were here, there was another guy that we had to replace production on. And so it's a next man up mentality. And I think we've got a good nucleus of players. And I think you're going to see a hungry group, kind of like you saw that first year where all offseason you just heard about was – how bad we were going to be, how long of a rebuild it was going to take, but they were able to come out and play with some fire, and they were able to come out and execute. And I kind of get that same sense. You see that hungry approach to the day to day, not just trying to show up on game day and play. You see it every day in the summer. And so I feel like we're going to see that. And then obviously the best way to recruit is to win games. And so, you know, I feel confident that we're going to win some games this fall, and it's going to also just turn up the volume, turn up the heat on recruiting even more.
Starts the snowball. You're getting me fired up, Pete.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm fired of it. I'm just waiting for everybody else to see it, too.
There you go. Yeah, I'll let you go, but I know you know, we're at what, on June, you know, middle of June now. You know, so you're halfway through an extremely busy month. You still got a couple weekends of official visits coming up. You still got a couple camps coming up. So appreciate you taking some time with us here on the CardsCast.
No problem. Thank you, Michael, for having me. And like always, if you ever need anything, I'm always available.
All right, appreciate it. And we'll holler at you again. Again, that's Pete Nocta, University of Louisville recruiting coordinator here on the CardsCast. Again, appreciate Pete Nocta, University of Louisville recruiting coordinator, stepping into the CardsCast with us. Some great information that he's passing along there. And I tell you what, it makes me wish that I had some eligibility left. Not that I had the talent to demand an official visit, but if I did, it sounds like a blast and something that would be really enjoyable to go on. So unfortunately, all out of eligibility. But again, appreciate Pete joining us here in the CardsCast. And still plenty, as Jody and I were talking about, we're only halfway through the month of June, so still plenty of recruiting content, recruiting coverage, recruiting news, potentially some breaking news coming in during the next couple of weeks that we'll have all at Cardinal Authority. I know this has been a football heavy one, but also yesterday, as you're probably fully aware, Chris Mack and the basketball staff handed out a number of scholarship offers. We track that throughout the day. You can find reaction and details on all that at the homepage at cardinalauthority.com. Football still has a couple weekends of official visits coming up as well, as we discussed. So we're going to continue to track that. If there's additions, we'll have that breaking news for you as well. Louisville football still has a couple of camps coming up later on in the month, and we'll have you know, wall-to-wall coverage on that as well. So make sure you stick around for it all and keep clicking at Cardinal Authority.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.